The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
I am off my bike, and I'm off my bike because you did it. We said 135,000. Could we hit 135,000 euro by 6 o'clock? We're on 137,000 euro already. And we were on that before 6 o'clock. That figure is from a few minutes before six. So I suspect it is even higher now. What that means is that we're going to have to set a new target. We should have 140 anyway, wouldn't we? We'll hit 140 by half past. We'll try. We'll do our best to hit 140. I'm off my bicycle, though. I had to get off the bicycle. I couldn't keep going on the bicycle. We were closing in on, how much did I say? We were well over 30k. Anyway, I can't remember. 38 kilometres I had hit on the bike. So I was meant to be on the bike for an hour. I did an hour and a half because I promised if you kept donating, I would keep cycling. Now, just because I'm not cycling doesn't mean I want you to stop donating, because we've got another challenge, another Make-A-Wish challenge. Will I tell you how the sausage is made a little bit? I'll give you a peek behind the curtain. There's two challenges on this show because I put my back out slightly last weekend. So when the team said you're going to have to cycle for an hour and try and hit 20k in an hour, I had to break the news to them that I could barely stand up straight. So we set up two challenges in case I couldn't cycle. My back has recovered. I was able to do the bike. It kept all those donations coming. So thank you so much for them. Makeawish.ie/donate. We did set, though, another challenge. Now, we're going to explain all in a moment because Ger Gilroy and Alison Curtis are with me in studio a little bit earlier than usual. But that is the website. So we've set a new target for ourselves. It's 140,000 euro. Let's try and do it. Let's go into the weekend in celebratory mood by hitting that target, 140 grand, makeawish.ie/donate. So Ger, what's this challenge?
We're playing Spelling Bee today for Make-A-Wish.
Okay. So you're the
master of ceremonies,
is that it?
I am the pronouncer and judge.
Oh, is that what it's called?
This is the greatest job I ever had in my life.
Right, okay.
The role I was destined to play, you might say.
Judge.
If you were being a bit...
You'd make a good judge, actually. I think you'd make a good judge.
Well, you guys...
I'm very kind.
Playing favourites now, right?
Oh, he's
because
just carrying favour.
Would you be a merciful
station.
Judge?
I would, depending on your socioeconomic background. In power, which case, I would just be like, bang!
Yeah, I think power would go to your head.
To jail, sorry. You had too many advantages. Bang! I just came in here for like I didn't pay my jail.
Right. Okay.
You're free.
Right.
No one.
So how is this working? So is this like the New York Times Spelling Bee?
Power went to my head very quickly there.
It did.
New York Times Spelling Bee is pretty good, isn't it?
I love it. Is it your favorite of the New York Times games?
Well, it definitely is the most. Because the connections thing is mad. There's like a bunch of weird words that nobody.
I like strands.
I like strands as well.
Yeah. Wordle and strands. I don't do the spelling bee. You do.
I do.
You've
the spelling
won
bee.
This.
No, I do. I'm not a great speller. I'm actually not. I'm not the world's. I wouldn't have been in the remedial spelling class, but I was definitely not being picked on any school teams to spell. Let's put it that way. I have significant blind spots. When
good
it comes
school
to spelling.
Speller, but subsequently.
Yeah, we forget though because technology does it for us.
Exactly.
Now.
Why would you need to learn how to spell?
Yeah, exactly. For spelling bee.
Hopefully, my children aren't listening to this because they need to learn.
Okay.
They do.
So what's the format here? Were you a good speller?
I actually, in grade two, Kingston, Ontario, Mr. Patrick's class, I set a goal for myself to get zero mistakes for the year. And the word that got me at the end was chrysanthemum.
Oh, brilliant. I have that one.
Do you?
No.
Damn it. I still can't spell it.
Oh, God.
That's
so
a good word.
I was so annoyed about it. And that word haunted me. So it's almost like I was like, I'm never going to learn to spell that.
Okay.
But, now as an adult, like Jer, I'm terrible at it. I actually am terrible at it now.
I think you're kind of trying to lower expectations.
Let's get them as low
lull
as
me
possible.
Into false sense of security. Is there a format here that we need to be conscious
there is,
of?
Yeah, it's a very basic rules. The pronouncer, that's me, reads a word. Contestants, that's you two, spell it out loud. Spellers must pronounce the word before spelling it and then pronounce it again after spelling. You can ask for the word to be repeated, defined, or used in a sentence, and I have sentences for all of them, so you have to do that.
Okay.
How many words are we talking here?
I've gone to the effort of putting all of these in a sentence, so you better ask me.
Exactly.
Oh, brilliant.
Not to add an air of danger to this whole thing, but I've just realised my laptop is not plugged in and is on like 0%, so I might have to make up words at the end.
Okay.
All right, okay.
I realize.
I like a bit of jeopardy.
Yeah. Okay. So we're going
to. Don't know how to spell it, but I like it.
Best of three with two words in each round. You've done this before, have you?
Oh, yeah. So I was the, I suppose, MC of the Easton Spelling Bee.
I lied.
7 years. It was over the course of 4. And it was a brilliant experience, actually, because I went around the country and it was amazing. I don't remember a single word.
So you've been involved in a professional spelling tournament.
But put the word ringer going, into
a sentence. No, you were involved. You were centrally involved in a professional spelling tournament. I think it's important the listener knows that.
Yeah, the definition of the word ringer is somebody who pretends they're no good at something and then suddenly emerges.
No. Yeah.
Do not worry.
Ringer definitely is a silent W. At
the hustler.
Doesn't it?
Yeah. Right, round one. Kieran's word is nauseous. The definition is affected with nausea, feeling inclined to vomit. Kieran found the idea of either Tipperary or Cork winning made him nauseous.
Oh,
I know.
I'm not going to have to spell that. N-A-U.
You have to say it first.
Oh, nauseous.
Minus 1 point on it.
No, no. Nauseous. Nauseous. N-A-U-S-C-E-A-O-U-S.
Whoa, wild.
Minus
one in, already.
I just put in some extra vowels, I think, in there.
And an extra consonant, too.
Oh.
So I spell it now that you got it wrong. Is that what happens? Yeah.
Well, yeah, why not?
Yeah, okay. N-A-U-S-E-O-U-S. Nauseous.
I think that's
How
wrong.
How many words are there?
Anyway.
There's two words in each round and 3 rounds.
Okay.
Okay. Oh,
so, Alison, for the win in round one, sacrilegious. Involving or committing sacrilege by being extremely disrespectful towards something considered sacred. In some cultures, eating Easter eggs before the official day of the resurrection is considered sacrilegious.
Mm.
Unless you're smart like me.
And you bought your egg for yourself. Could I trade that word for egg?
No.
Sacrilegious. I have no idea. Sacrilegious. S-Y-C-R-E-L-I-G-E. No, I don't know.
Wow.
Sac is S-A-C.
Okay.
And religious isn't R-E, it's R-I. Sacrilegious, S-A-C-R-I-L-E-G-I-O-U-S.
Wow.
Nil-nil.
I definitely would. I would have got that wrong.
Are any of them going to be
I would have mixed up the I and the E in that now.
I wouldn't have gotten as far as the second letter.
Yeah. You didn't.
Because the way you said it, it did sound like it should be religious, but it wasn't. So Kieran, word two, quiche. A pie made with eggs, in a sentence, real men don't eat quiche.
Quiche. Q-U-I-C-H-E. Quiche.
Boom. We are off the mark.
Damn it.
Yes. I love a quiche. Very high in saturated fat.
Egg, no.
Coarse. Definition.
Not the jerk hairs. Horse and saturated fat into his veins.
It's two things. Yeah.
Quiche is good. That whole real men don't eat quiche malarkey from the 70s. I don't really know why it happened, but it was a big thing. The word for you, Alison, round two is coarse. Having a harsh or rough quality, and I was too busy to come up with a good line for this one. So the coarse sand was hard to walk on.
C-O-U-R-S-E. Did I get that wrong?
You did.
Oh my God. Oh, C-O-A. Sorry, R-S-E. Two courses. Don't give me the point.
Well, here's where we get to test your claim of magnanimity as a judge.
No, you can't. I got to take your first answer.
You got to be strict.
I got to take your first answer.
I don't think you'd be a merciful judge at all.
Blackboard Jungle, we got beaten in the first round by the team who won the minibus eventually. Oh, sickening. 20 years later, I've not forgiven Ray Darcy.
Wow.
I got to take your first answer. The guy said Atlantic. He didn't even get the whole Pacific out. Anyway,
is it possible I'm going to be getting zero here tonight?
Maybe.
Okay.
What school beat you?
St. Peter's of Wexford.
Oh.
One of the big schools, you know.
One of the big hurling academies of the southeast.
Not that I've remembered this or.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You're over it. You're over it.
Screw you, Ray Darcy.
It's good to hear you're over it.
Round two is a bit like murder on Ganant's floor.
But sorry, do you remember as well one of the aspects of. Because on. Blackboard Jungle, wasn't it? You could phone in, and there was a quiz for at home, and you could phone in an answer, and you might win a set of dictionaries.
Oh, really?
Yeah, wasn't it? Am I making that up, Claire? No, that's
true.
Not
at all, right?
Yeah, and we would religiously
phone in,
and there was you'd dial in this number. Probably cost us like a tenner.
Plus your standard
yeah, it cost you more than the dictionary.
Yeah, exactly. to win a set of dictionaries, the dictionary's on the shelf, but it was just. I mean, that was entertainment back in the day when there was only two channels.
Yeah, Einstein, the computer, and the random generator.
Yeah, it was great. Rapid fire, buzz around.
Anyway, your word, Alison, round two, you go first this time, is acquiesce. Accept something reluctantly but without protest. Some might say that the Irish electorate did this in the last election. Acquiesce.
I'm not even going to attempt that. You know that one.
Nah, nope.
I would not get that right. So I am delighted he decided on gender equality grounds to let you go first this time.
I can't even say it. Say it again.
Acquiesce.
Acquiesce. A-C-Q-U-I-E-S-T-E.
Oh, you're so close! But no cigar. A-C-Q-U-I-E-S-C-E. Acquiesce.
Oh.
I need the glasses for this
one. So not that close.
Right, okay. Okay.
Disparagement, Kieran, is your word.
This is to win, is it? Is this to win?
No, no, we've still got loads more.
Oh, right, we've got more rounds. All right, okay.
The act of speaking about someone or something in a way which shows that you do not have a good opinion of them. Despite his disparagement of rugby fans, Kieran was a regular at the Aviva for the Six Nations.
Yes. Disparagement. D-I-S-B-A-R-R-A-G-E-M-E-N-T.
Disparagement.
Oh, disparagement. Move the B in the P.
I think he's
no B's. D-I-S-P-A-R-A-G-E-M-E-N-T is disparagement.
Oh,
so
right.
Still nil-all.
So I had the wrong, anyway, wrong twice. Two R's too.
We have.
Could you give me broccoli or something, please?
Sorry, Alison.
Broccoli's tough.
It's going from bad to worse.
Oh, no. Is this harder than aqueous? Oh, God.
An almond flavored creamer paste called frangipane. In a sentence. For some reason, this word sounds like an innuendo, and so does this sentence. The baker carefully layered the frangipane between the pastry layers, creating a delicious bakewell.
Mmm.
Frangipane is my new chrysanthemum. Fran. F-R-A-N-E. No, Fran-G. G.
Yeah.
P-A-N.
Ah.
No, I-P-A-N.
Ah.
X, stop. X is a Z in there. There's a Z in there.
You were so close. You just needed an E at the end when you with your fifth correction. F R A N G I P A N E. Frangipane.
Frangipane. I'm never going to eat one.
I wouldn't have got that now. I definitely wouldn't put an E at the end of that. That's frangipane. They're pronouncing it incorrectly.
Frangipane.
To be honest,
it looks Italian, but I don't know. What it is.
They're pronouncing that incorrectly.
This is cruel.
Pastiche. All other radio stations are basically a pastiche of news talk, except during weekend breakfast on Today FM.
Pastiche. P-A-S-T-I-C-H-E.
Boom, we are off the mark.
Oh.
I'm off the mark already.
Yeah, you
I've
had
doubled
two.
My tally.
Okay, sorry.
Come on.
2 points.
I mean, you may be good at spelling, but maths is not your strong suit.
Well, what one did you get right earlier? Oh, quiche.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you've actually won two rounds in our best
of
three.
Which is like a pastiche of an omelette.
We'll fly through the final round then.
Oh,
Kieran, please. You get to go first this time.
Okay.
Connoisseur.
Go.
This part of the show is the connoisseur of the finest wines known to humanity. Connoisseur.
Connoisseur. C-O-N-N-E-A-S-S-E-A-U-R. No. Oh, there's an O and an I in there.
There is,
other,
yeah,
actually.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do it again there, quickly.
C-O-N-O-I-S-S-E-A-U-R-E.
Oh, C-O-N-N-O-I-S-S-E-U-R. Connoisseur.
Oh.
Okay, yeah.
Alison, to get back in the game. Incomprehensible. The speed of the descent of the entire world.
Look at Alison's face there as he said the
incomprehensible.
Word.
Incomprehensible.
So I-N-C-O-M-P-R. No.
Yep.
P-R. I had it there. I actually had it in my head.
Incomprehensible.
Incomprehensible. H-E-N. N S I B L E.
Correct.
Yeah, she got right down.
I N C O M P R E H E N S I B L E.
Did I say that? I don't think so.
I think you did.
Hensible.
Kieran, your final word.
Okay.
A lizard like herbivorous dinosaur from the late Jurassic period of China. Chung Chingosaurus.
The Chung Chingosaurus. Okay.
I think
gotta be careful.
I think you're gonna get this.
I'm not even gonna joke. I feel we're straying into cancellation territory if we joke too much about the name of that dinosaur from China. What was it called again?
Chung Chingosaurus.
I think you'll get this. I really feel good for you.
Chungosaurus. Chung Chingosaurus. Chung Chingosaurus. C-H-U-N-G-C-H-I-N-G-O-S-A-U.
Orus.
A-R-U-S.
You were very close. That's the phonetic pronunciation of it. It's C-H-U-N-G-K-I-N-G. Chung-Ching-O-Saurus and then O-S.
Chung-King-O-Saurus.
Well, the correct pronunciation that I'm reliably informed is...
Ah.
Claire said I was going to get some of these.
And then this one
I should have got coarse.
A tiny meat-eating dinosaur that lived during the early Cretaceous period called Incubebosaurus.
Incubebosaurus. Like, I'm going to pause. Like, I'm actually going to get this.
Yeah. I don't think Jura's even pronounced it. You don't sound confident pronouncing
please?
That.
Incubebosaurus.
Incubebosaurus.
I've never heard of this before. N-Q-W-E-B.
N-Q-W-E-B.
Oh, I forgot the Q. Damn it.
N-Q-W-E-B. That's not a real creature.
That is it.
No, it's not. That's not real.
That's disaster.
South African from the early Cretaceous period.
Kieran got two at least.
Ostrich related.
Ostrich, all right, okay. 2-1, so...
Shin Shin.
I don't think I got the one. I'm going to take my zero. I'm going to walk out of here with my head held high.
Okay, not that high.
It's for charity.
It is for charity. How many, out of curiosity, do you think you might have been able to spell there? I think you'd have got my two, and I think you would have got coarse.
Yeah, I'm sure everyone got coarse.
What else?
Yeah.
The nauseous disparagement would have been disparagement is fairly straightforward. The acquiesce is
Jesus,
straightforward.
That is shade. Ouch. That is, he flew through that, but that was shade.
Frangipan, difficult. Pastiche, easy. Connoisseur, yeah.
It's easy when you see it, Ger. All these things are easy when you see them.
Incomprehensible, straightforward. But the spelling, your spelling has deserted you, right?
Like, yeah, no,
and
absolutely.
If you can write things down, it's much easier, right? Even though that's not a spelling bee.
In a normal spelling bee, you can't scribble stuff down. You stand in front of a microphone.
Yeah.
Good documentary about spelling bee that was Oscar nominated or won?
I think it was nominated.
Yeah.
I think it's called Spelling Bee.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're looking for it this weekend as an escape from everything else that's happening in the world.
All right. Okay. Well, on that note, Ger, thanks very much.
No worries.
You would make a magnanimous judge. Has to be said.
Spell that now.
Yeah.
Jail.
J-U-D-G-E. No. Alison, thank you.
All right.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.